Welcome to the Stain Gang Podcast as we talk to Stephanie Radecki about Midwestern State Volleyball. Volleyball team out on the road this past weekend, and they've got three more road matches coming up before we get to see them at home on October 31st when they'll take on Dallas Baptist for a 6 o'clock match. And then there's another big event coming up at home on November 7th as part of what is a four-match homestand.
Yeah, I won't know how to act. Yeah, I know. It's going to be crazy.
Guys are on the road for five straight and then come home for four.
I know.
Who makes this schedule?
I don't know, but I kind of love it. I was actually talking to Lovick's coach the other day, and we were both like, how exciting is it going to be to kind of finish? I mean, I know we have to go to Lubbock, but to have those last 2 weeks at home with some really crucial matches, so it's really exciting.
You are getting set up, and I guess we're kind of there, but we're coming down to the stretch run here.
Yeah, I mean, definitely in crunch time, it's important for us to be playing our best right now, and I'm excited to get on the road again.
So let's talk about this past weekend. I know it's probably not your favorite subject, but let's start with the good news.
Yes.
You went in and you beat UT Dallas. Probably waited to the fifth set to play your best volleyball in that match, but in the fifth set, you were a dominant team.
Yeah, we definitely didn't start off extremely well, but that's not to take anything away from UT Dallas. They're a very impressive team. They had a great atmosphere, pep band, cheerleaders, nice crowd. It was a fun place
to play. I did like the
fact
they had the band there.
Yeah, the band was fun. The cheerleaders were outstanding. They were so fun. Really impressive group. And they have an amazing facility, great video boards. It was a fun atmosphere. I think that their team is really impressive. So the fact that we won in five was a great win for us. I think, again, talking to another coach and us both saying they're way better in person than on film. They're a very good team. They have really dynamic, smart outside hitters. They had a middle that scored a ton on us, and on film, they barely set her. So when you have those kind of weapons, like, you're going to do some damage late in the season. So really impressed with that team and that coaching staff and what they're doing right now, and great to have them in the conference.
Well, if I believed in jinxes, which I don't, I would take the blame for Saturday because I watched the first two sets.
Oh, okay.
And then had to leave.
And all this time, I didn't realize it was your fault.
There you go.
Now see? I know.
Then I had to leave, and I actually got to soccer, and I told Cam, I said, you know, we might be able to get the volleyball story out before the soccer even starts because we look pretty good.
Yeah, we did look pretty good.
The first two sets.
Yeah, we played really well the first two sets. We were really crisp. We were very efficient. And we talk a lot about having to evolve throughout a match, and Tyler evolved throughout the match, and we really started to struggle putting the ball away, and unfortunately, Elena did a really nice job distributing the ball and really trying to mix up the offense, but unfortunately, we just couldn't find someone that was going to just step up and put the ball away. So it was unfortunate, but Tyler obviously is a great team, and they have a lot of depth, and that showed on Saturday.
And you talked about teams being different than maybe they look on film. And just based on the commentary, they were blocking better than they had all season long against Midwestern State.
Yeah, I mean, they're a great defensive team, and that includes their blocking. We're just really efficient and able to defend us extremely well. And we got to be a little bit too predictable, and unfortunately, it didn't work out for us. We did make a push in the fifth set where we were down 13-8, and we came back to within one of tying it up. Giselle at the service line did a really nice job of really just giving us a run there at the end. And unfortunately, it was just a little bit too late. But I'm still really proud of how this team competes and how persistent they are. And they do show a lot of grit at a lot of key moments. And, you know, we have three conference losses, and two of those are in five by two. So
right.
There's really a lot to be said about that. And I don't think there's a lot of negative things to say about that. I think it's just really impressive that we're doing some great things, and we're just going to continue to do some great things, regroup, and be ready for this next string of matches.
Well, Brian Cozart was giving me score updates while I was calling the soccer match.
Oh, yeah.
And when I saw you down in the fifth, I didn't panic. Because I remembered what Stephanie told me about fifth sets, and even though it's only to 15, you can still come back. And by gosh, you almost did come back.
We almost did. And we had a great opportunity. And unfortunately, we just weren't able to capitalize. But again, really impressive that our team's not willing to quit. They're not willing to give up. And it has been a really challenging season in terms of numbers. We just don't have a lot of numbers. And this weekend, you know, we had a lot of things thrown at us where blood on a jersey, two people collided. Who are we going to sub in? I believe I tried to make an illegal sub on Friday. That worked out for us well. You know, we saw a little front row action from Jenna Redding, scored some points. We don't have a ton of depth. And, you know, you go play UT Tyler and they have 20 kids just banging balls in warm up, and we just don't have that right now. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. It's just a challenging thing. So we need to try to stay as healthy as possible right now and just regroup and compete.
Are you concerned about fatigue as you go down the stretch, given the limited numbers?
Well, not necessarily, because I think we've adjusted what we're doing a lot in the gym. You know, we don't have long, drawn-out practices. We don't have, like, many situations where we do starters versus non-starters. It's usually starters versus starters, like our front line versus our front line and our back row versus our back row. Like, that's kind of how we have to adjust practice. We have certain goals and certain focuses we want to get better on that day and kind of refresh on, and we do what we have to do, and then we're done. So we've been really limiting what they've been doing in the gym. So I think that helps.
I mean, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but the loss to Tyler is not a devastating loss. I mean, maybe the way you lost devastating, but
not even the way we lost as much as, like, it was a match that we could have won. You know, I think in the past it wouldn't have been viewed that way. So for us, it seemed a bit devastating. But, I mean, they're a team in the top third of the conference standings right now. So, you know, and right now, if you look at the results in the conference, there's a lot of teams beating up on a lot of teams.
Right.
There's really shocking ups and downs and big swings, and, you know, we have done a nice job of kind of maintaining the matches that we should maintain. And, you know, I really do like the teams that we have on the road and the teams we have at home going through the rest of this conference schedule. So I think we can control a lot of that, and we just have to play our best and stay focused.
Yeah, everything's still in front of you. You can still accomplish all your goals.
Yeah.
Nothing was taken away from you with that loss to
Tyler. No, absolutely not.
We mentioned you got this homestand coming up, and you're planning a big event. I want to make sure I get the date right here. November 7th?
Yes. So we started kind of planning this event. It was something I've done, try to break the attendance record at previous schools. And so I talked to Cameron about what our record was. I believe it was 926. And so we're going to try to make it an even 1,000, and we're having a milestone night. So we're going to recognize Demi Stauffenberg actually hit her 1,000th dig early in the season, and recently hit her 1,000th kill. So we're going to
tell you a little bit about her,
yes,
by the way.
Yeah. So we're going to recognize Demi for those two milestones, along with Sadie Christiansen for her 1,000 digs. You know, I think it's really exciting to be able to recognize those two, because they've done a lot for our program, but also they're seniors. And so that then we'll have the excitement of recognizing them for senior day the next day. But we're going to try to pack the stands. We're going to do some fun things, like have a DJ. The cheerleaders will be there. We're really going to push student athlete attendance, try to get more students out to the game, go around to some schools and talk to the students, and just really try to get a lot of people out here to have a really fun event.
And we can use the help of our podcast listeners to spread the word.
Yeah, let everyone know. The match is versus Angelo at 6 p.m. And so just if we can get 1,000 people here, I think that'd be pretty cool.
6 o'clock on a Friday night, nothing better than Midwestern State Volleyball.
Yeah, and I mean, think about, we're having a great season. It's been a long time coming, and a lot of hard work has been put into this moment of this group of players just really coming together and seeing some great results. And, you know, there's nothing better than thinking of it as a milestone, which is pretty cool.
But before we get to that four-game homestand, you still got three more matches to play on the road.
We do. We head back to Kingsville again.
And I believe when I looked, they had lost four of their last five. But they're going to be ready for you because you pulled the reverse sweep on them
LSC's
challenge.
We did. We had a really fun battle versus them the challenge weekend. They're a very good team. They're very right side heavy. They have two lefties that are just really strong attackers. They're very well trained. Their coaching staff is outstanding. I think I love to follow their TikToks. They're really good at posting a bunch of stuff on TikTok, and it's fun. I like their team, so let's go.
Are you going to judge me if I tell you I've never seen their TikTok?
I'm not going to judge you, but I think you should follow her.
I've never seen TikTok.
It's addicting.
Well, I don't need that.
You don't need that in your life?
I don't need that. I don't know.
I get some good recipes from TikTok.
I'm already addicted to Twitter as it is.
Oh, Twitter's boring to me now.
I still call it Twitter, but even though it's X now.
Oh, okay. Well, no one calls it that.
Nobody.
Nobody.
Literally nobody calls it
that. I agree.
So, anyway. Yeah. So I'll try to branch out in social media.
And I'm going
to
start sending TikToks.
I kind of agree with you on Twitter, but I'm still addicted.
Yeah.
I mean, it is kind of... It's lost some of its
pizzazz. I would
say
my favorite right now is Instagram. It's always fun, especially during the fall, because a lot of social media posts for our team and other teams here is fun to follow.
I got a lot of social media to catch up on.
Yeah.
So
I'll work on that.
You'll also be playing A&M International.
Yes. Yeah. So we play Kingsville Friday night, and then we head over to Laredo, and we'll play International, and then back on the road again Monday night
to play Eastern New Mexico.
Yes.
And then finally,
one of my favorite places to go,
Portales.
Yes.
You know, I don't hate Portales.
I was a little bit sarcastic, but oh. I don't hate Portales either.
I know a lot of people kind of rag on Portales, and I'm not going to tell you what my least favorite spot in the LSC is, but it's not Portales.
Okay.
Just FYI.
I don't mind Clovis.
Well, that's all the same area.
Yeah.
I mean, what is it, 10 miles from Portales?
Something like that.
Yeah.
A nice little jaunt before the game.
Yeah, it's right there.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll have time. Well, no, we won't. You'll be making that trip, and then we'll be doing a podcast a little bit later in the week.
Yeah.
So, but Eastern's a place you're very familiar with. You're only making one trip there this year, though.
Yeah. That's good.
You've been going on an annual basis until this year.
Yeah,
play the LSC Challenge in Portales this year.
No.
I do want to mention again, we've got a four-game homestand coming up, and that starts on Halloween, by the way. That's Dallas Baptist will be here Halloween night, and then TWU will be here on the 1st, and then we got that big weekend of the 7th before you wrap up against Lubbock Christian. You know, the season's going to be over before you know it.
Well, that's just a sad statement.
That is a sad. No, it is sad. But so we got to enjoy what we got coming up.
Well, we're going to, and we're going to extend it as much as possible.
I like the sound of that. So good luck on the road this week.
Thank you, sir.
Take care of business in South Texas.
Sounds good.
And be safe.
Okay, thank you.
That's Stephanie Radecki, the head volleyball coach here at Midwestern State. Thanks for listening to the Stain Gang podcast. Make your plans to be part of that four-game homestand that's coming up starting on Halloween. I'm Pete Stein. So long.